Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast for Resurrection Lutheran Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Each week, the sermon and the text it is based upon will be uploaded for your spiritual edification. You can also watch our entire worship service online through our website or Facebook page. The sermon for November 10th, 2024 is based on Mark chapter 12, verses 38 to 44. The preacher is Pastor Corey Wagonfield. And the sermon title is, Where Do We Put Our Trust? Our second reading comes from Mark in the 12th chapter. An introduction. After engaging in a series of public arguments with religious leaders in the temple, Jesus contrasts the proud and oppressive ways of those leaders with the sacrificial humility and poverty of the widow. A reading from Mark. As Jesus taught, he said, Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and to be greeted with respect in the marketplaces and to have the best seats in the synagogues and places of honor at banquets. They devour widows' houses and for the sake of appearances say long prayers. They will receive the greater condemnation. He sat down opposite the treasury and watched the crowd putting money into the treasury. Many rich people put in large sums. A poor widow came and put in two small copper coins, which are worth a penny. Then he called his disciples and said to them, Truly I tell you, this poor woman has put in more than all those who are contributing to the treasury. For all of them have contributed out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has put in everything she had, all she had to live on. Word of God, word of life. Thanks be to God. Well, grace and peace to you from God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. So I am painfully aware how awkward it is to have a story of what some call the widow's mite during that time of the year when we are asking people to prayerfully consider how they might financially support the ministry of the church in the next year. And before you tune me out, I promise you I will not be preaching a sermon about how you have to give until it hurts or give everything you have to the church. I think this passage is really about where you place your heart and trust, even when the worldly systems that are supposed to support you are working against you. In the beginning of this passage from Mark, we hear about the scribes, who are more focused on their places of power and privilege than they are about whether or not they are conducting themselves ethically. I know I've used a lot of theater references lately, but I can't help but think of the song this week, If I Were a Rich Man, from Fiddler on the Roof, one of my all-time favorite musicals. Tevye, a poor milkman who struggles to get by, sits down one afternoon and asks God what would be so wrong if he could have a small fortune. He goes on to sing, The most important men in town would come to fawn on me. They would ask me to advise them like Solomon the Wise. If you please, Reb Tevye, pardon me, Reb Tevye, posing problems that would cross a rabbi's eyes. Ya-da-dee-da-da-dee-da-da-dum. And it won't make one bit of difference if I answer right or wrong. For when you're rich, they think you really know. Tevye understands that with wealth and power comes a certain status in society, and you can wield that power for your own gain or use it to help those who are most in need. Jesus points out the same thing in our reading today, The scribes were scholars of religious law and governmental law. They were tasked with copying scriptures and drafting up legal documents. And Jesus tells us that they have made themselves rich by devouring widows' houses. We can assume that they were taking advantage of the widows and the marginalized by charging them unfair costs for their services. Maybe they thought to themselves, why not pick on these poor and unfortunate people? They don't have someone with social capital to stick up for them. And so after taking advantage of those less fortunate, the scribes use their newfound wealth to lift their social status in the community. They began putting their trust in the systems that will bring them privilege and power instead of using their positions to help those who the government is tasked with protecting. I'm sure that there are examples in your lifetime where you can feel the same about our own government. But it's not just the governmental leaders who are letting down those in need. We also see a widow come to the temple and place her last of her savings, the final two coins that she possessed, into the temple coffers. One of the problems here is that the temple, or the church as we would call it now, for us, was not organized to enrich and empower people at the top. Part of what the church was called to do was to care for those who had nowhere to go and no one to care for them. The fact that the widow is placing her last two coins into the treasury is a condemnation of the church for not helping the widow in her time of need and leaving her destitute. No person should go without if they are connected to the beloved community. The followers of God should be taking care of one another and those they meet. But I can imagine instead the religious leaders sitting at the edge of the temple coffers and taking note of who gave the largest and most generous gifts, for they would be the people that would help them rise in power and privilege. Those are the people the religious leaders wanted to surround themselves with for their own gain. Sometimes, even leaders of the church put their trust in the promises of wealth and privilege instead of the mission to which they have been called to by God. And I'm sure that you can also probably think of a time in your life where the church did not live up to their mission. The lure of the promise of wealth, prosperity, power, and privilege is a strong temptation in our lives. Even Jesus was tempted by those same things in the desert by the devil. And we all probably fall prey to that lure at some point in our lives. And yes, quite often our governmental and church leaders fall prey to lifting themselves up at the expense of the marginalized. But in this reading from Mark, Jesus tells us that when we are trampled on by those in power, the response is not to seek power in order to trample them back. It's the old adage, two wrongs don't make a right. Instead, Jesus lifts up the actions of the widow as the appropriate response to when systems of power and people of privilege try to take advantage of us. The widow knows that neither the government nor the church is going to help her in her time of need. But she can still place her trust in God, who all throughout Scripture promises to be on the side of the oppressed, to lift up the lowly, to support those who have nothing or no one. She walks into that temple in the midst of her oppressors, the people who ignore her, the people who refuse to help her in her time of need, the people who hold her down, and she performs a public act of faith and resistance. She puts her final two coins in the church treasury to show them all that even if they won't help her because of who she is or her lack of power, that she puts her trust in a God who looks at her as beloved and will be with her until the very end. Her act of generosity is a way of showing the world that she is prepared to give literally everything she has and all of herself, not to the systems of the world, but into the hands of a loving God. So where do we put our trust? Do we seek worldly power at the expense of others? Or do we commit our lives to the God who calls us to give our lives for the sake of our neighbor? The good news is that Jesus shows us that God is with us even when the world overlooks us. Even when it feels like the world is completely against you and has taken everything you have, physically, emotionally, spiritually. Know that true power does not come from privilege, status, or wealth, but in knowing and trusting that the God of life, the God who has power over death, has chosen you to be one of God's beloved children and to be with you always. We find that true power in our lives when we are able to align our lives to God's plan for humanity, because we know we experience God in the countercultural, upside-down kingdom of God. We experience the power of God when we do what God calls us to do justice, love kindness, show mercy, love God and our neighbor, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, care for the infirmed, visit the outcast, and welcome the immigrant. When we put our trust, our heart, all that we are into God's hands, God will use us to do amazing things that worldly power could never accomplish. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to the Resurrection Lutheran Church Weekly Sermon Podcast. If you would like to know more about our congregation, visit us at rlc-lebanon.org. That's rlc-lebanon.org. Resurrection Lutheran Church is a church of the ELCA, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. We are located in Lebanon, Ohio, and have two Sunday worship services at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. Our mission is to reach people with the love of Jesus Christ. All people, regardless of age, race, socioeconomic status, gender identity, sexual orientation, or cultural background, are welcome at RLC.